The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Is Russia ready for nuclear war? This is not good. It's not great news. Is Russia ready for nuclear war? Putin keeps threatening, and I don't want these threats, and neither do you, but they're happening, and we really have to deal with it. I mean, let's just get right into it. A Fox News alert talking about what Putin has done, and he's doing what he always has been doing recently, telling the world that he's ready for a nuclear war. Take a listen.
Fox News alert, and let's focus on Russia. President Vladimir Putin says Moscow ready for nuclear war if threatened.
Putin's latest warning to the West as some NATO nations like France and Poland refuse to rule out sending troops to Ukraine.
Lucas Tomlinson joins us live from Washington. Hey, Lucas.
Good morning, Steve, Ainsley, and Brian. This is the second time since late last month that Putin has warned he's ready to use nukes if Russian sovereignty is threatened. This time on the eve of his election, which is all but assured, of course, that he will continue running the country for another 6 years. He first rose to power 25 years ago when Bill Clinton was president. In a new interview, Putin said, quote, "From a military technical point of view, we are, of course, ready. There are enough specialists in the field of Russian-American relations and in the field of strategic restraint. Therefore, I don't think that here everything is rushing to nuclear confrontation, but we are ready for this." Putin.
Hold on. He says he doesn't think we're rushing into a nuclear conversation, but folks, these threats are, they're real. And if our enemies keep posturing that they have tag teamed up together, this is what I've said we should be watching for. Watch for Vladimir Putin. Watch for him to strike up more rhetoric about what they're going to do. And we have to take it seriously. We can't act like, well, he would never pull the trigger, which I think a lot of people want to act like. And I hope we're taking this seriously. Listen to more.
Added he doesn't think the world is headed toward nuclear war. The nuclear threats have ramped up after French President Emmanuel Macron recently refused to rule out sending troops to Ukraine. As you guys mentioned, House Democrats and some centrist Republicans are looking at a way to force a vote on the Senate's $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan using a discharge petition, a procedure that has not been used in Congress in nearly a decade. The GOP has another bill that would reduce spending to $66 billion to focus on weapons for Ukraine, as well as money to strengthen the southern border of the United States. Now, speaking of defense spending, President Biden's new budget only increases defense spending by 1%, which is a cut when you factor in inflation. This would be the fourth straight cut to defense under Biden. And in case you guys are wondering, the U.S. military keeps tactical nukes in Europe in five countries: Belgium, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, and Turkey. And Britain is prepared to bring American nukes back after removing them back in 2008, guys.
Well, now that is massive escalation. More and more escalation. We don't want this escalation, but it is happening, and it is for real, and we have to take it seriously. Vladimir Putin isn't going to sit back and wait till he feels like he's going to get struck with something. He would be the guy that would do the surprise attack. He would be the guy that isn't afraid to actually execute this. He said for a long time that he's designed to be a doomsday, an Armageddon type of nation. And they are designed that way. Let's go back to this report, because there's a lot in here. And they go into a little bit of a few other things. Take a listen.
All right, Lucas, thank you very much. Live report from Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, let's bring in Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills, who is on the Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committee. He joins us right now. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of Putin kind of out of nowhere warning the West that Russia is ready for war? How much does it have to do with Ukraine, or how much does it have to do with, as Lucas just said, this week he stands for re-election? Maybe this is for the domestic audience.
Well, I mean, it's not the first time that Vladimir Putin has made comments regarding any type of a nuclear readiness, or even in the past where he said that he was prepared to use tactical small nuclear strikes within Ukraine. This obviously came under a tremendous amount of scrutiny when it came by the international community, and that's why I think he was very cautious in his wording this time to say, well, of course we're ready. Well, that's the case with all nuclear-armed nations. But if you do remember that this individual has also violated treaties multiple times, which is why President Trump removed us from the INF treaty to begin with. So I think it's a little bit of a political rhetoric to allow himself to be reelected and tell the Russian people that I'm strong, I am ready to fight, and that we will not lose our sovereignty. But I think it's also a bit of a warning, too, where he has actually tried to bring a peace talk before the Ukrainians as well as for the international community, which he blames the U.S. for trying to basically stonewall. And so I think that there is a point of negotiation that can still be had. I think that, as he said, they're not rushing towards nuclear war. But again, as a nuclear nation, of course, he would be ready just as we are.
Yeah, I don't think it's political rhetoric, folks. I really don't. Because of what our enemies are doing, because China and what they're doing, I'm going to give you some information on what China is doing as well, an update on that. But because of what our enemies are doing by invading America the way they are, the way it's all coordinated together, I do not see this as a bluff. I see this as a when are they going to pull the trigger type of moment. It's very frustrating because I know our government will always view this as a bluff. Always. You can see it. They're not going to ever truly take it serious that Vladimir Putin could just surprise attack you. You know, he could do that even without all the other things going on in the world. Vladimir Putin is the type of guy that could do that without all the other things. But when you combine him and you see the alliance he has with Iran, with Russia, with, well, you know, all the players in North Korea, and they're all sitting there posturing like they're going to strike America. And I don't see our leaders ever taking it seriously enough to prevent it from happening. I wish I couldn't say that, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not. Well, let's go back to this Fox News report. Get a little more.
Yeah, Congressman, another public warning from Putin just to discourage us Americans to get in, from getting involved. But the House Democrats and some of the centrist Republicans want this aid package. It's $95 billion for Ukraine. But many Republicans are saying it needs to include something language about our southern border to protect our southern border. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director William Burns, he said earlier this week, if the West didn't provide proper support for Ukraine, Kyiv would lose more territory to Russia, which could embolden China. What do you say about the funding?
Well, first off, let me just go ahead and say that the CIA director are political appointees, and we know this, so he's going to echo anything that the Democrat Party and the Biden administration would like him to echo. I don't think that we should go ahead and ever lump our southern border funding into international aid packages. We must prioritize our southern border first. That's the greatest threat to American lives and to American safety and American sovereignty. I like what Speaker Mike Johnson has said, where he said we will not bring a single Ukrainian package to the floor to vote on until our southern border is closed. That is the right response. And so I am not in favor of spending $95 billion knowing that we're at $34 trillion in debt. And as it was stated earlier, we've got a negative of 1% spending caps every single year under the Biden administration. We're actually declining under Bidenomics to fund our own military, to be prepared and ready and robust. Now, we're the strongest volunteer armed forces in the world, but that doesn't mean that we go ahead and cut our military spending, right, or not secure our own border in the efforts of securing others.
It's going to be interesting because Vladimir Putin, if he gets Ukraine, you know he's not going to stop. They attack a NATO nation. It's going to cost us a lot more even to deploy troops in those NATO countries, which has already cost us more since they invaded Ukraine. But I agree with you. They should separate them both. Obviously, they got themselves in trouble in the Senate because they didn't agree with the bipartisan deal on the border. Therefore, the aid gets stopped and the border deal gets stopped and the Democrats walk away with a talking point on that they didn't deserve because they broke the border. They have no interest in going to the border, and now they're saying that you guys are the ones standing in the way of the border.
The border issue is so dangerous when you combine everything else that we're talking about. We are in dangerous times. Let me move on to China. So Frank Gaffney had Todd Benson on, and they were talking about this threat. And, well, let's get into it, because this is real.
How would you characterize the state of the border that has been overrun? Is there still, in effect, a border at all at this point?
Well, in the last week, we have been averaging about 7,000 a day. Utterly catastrophic, 7,000 a day. But I will put that in the context that in November and December, we were seeing 12,000, 13,000, and 14,000 a day. The numbers have been declining a little bit just because two catastrophic levels, from ionospheric levels to catastrophic levels, in part because the Biden administration facing a re-election campaign in which this is the apex issue to the electorate, went to Mexico and cut some sort of a secret deal with the Obrador, Lopez Obrador administration to have them deploy 30,000 Mexican troops all along the northern border with us. And they've been rounding. It's very Donald Trump-esque. He could have done it at any time during the last 3 years. It would have been helpful to the country. But he chose to do it now because obviously the polls are showing this to be an apex issue, and he's got to do something to make the media cameras go elsewhere, go somewhere else. It seems like the media comes at about 13,000 a day, but anything under 10,000 a day, they go away. So you got to get that number down to below media interest threshold.
Well, this is a great way to make policy, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they're paying attention, then we have to. If they're not, we'll just let catastrophic levels persist. A particular concern to me, Todd, and I think to you as well, has been the presence among these vast numbers of a considerable population of people characterized as unaccompanied, fighting age Chinese men. And I'm wondering what your current readout is on how significant that part of this invasion is and its implications.
Well, the way I look at the Chinese coming across, and by the way, we've seen at least 45,000, probably closer to 50,000 or more, cross the border that we know of, and they turn themselves in. And I want to point out that all of them are simply waved through the turnstile.
This is Chinese military men. I played a long cut, but understand, the Chinese and their military men, military age men, and ones we know really are part of the military, just being waved right in. It's amazing that we are this close to the brink of our own destruction, and yet we don't believe we're close. Our own government thinks, I don't know, they have some sort of plan that I think is different. It's the Great Reset plan, but I don't think they think America is in turmoil where it could get completely destroyed. I think they can do a Great Reset and still have America exist. And that's where their biggest mistake is. let me go back to Todd Benson, though, and have him finish up what he was saying.
Very little vetting. In fact, less vetting now than they were doing in the beginning of this crisis, where they would be sidelined and asked about 40 questions. The administration reduced the 40 questions to just 5 because it was taking too long to move them through. Now, my read on the Chinese coming through is that we don't really have any government information that's telling us what their associations were with the Chinese military, that they were not in the military or that they are not currently in the military. And I find that a problem, that we don't have any information. We can speculate that they are, but that doesn't really get us there. But what I will...
I actually have heard the opposite, that we do know. Many of them were military, so I don't know who's right on that, but I think we do know that they're military-aged men. Not just aged men. People who are actually members of the military. But, you know, here nor there.
What I will say is that without a doubt, with certainty, that there are agents of espionage in that flow. At the very least, there are spies coming through the border, because that's just what the Chinese Communist Party does. That's what they do, the PLA. They've done it. They've taken advantage of every single one of our other visa programs, the legal visa programs, to insert spies in our research institutes and our military and everywhere else they possibly can. Of course they're bringing them in over the border. We'll find out about them in 10 years.
Well, in 10 years, it's going to be way too late to find out about them in 10 years. This is what I'm saying. Even I don't get that attitude of in 10 years. Folks, the danger is now. The danger is right at our door. The danger isn't 10 years from now. What? Think of their position, our enemy's position. You have a senile old man sitting there as president who, even if he wanted to protect America, which he doesn't, but let's say he did, he's so senile, I don't think he's competent enough to do it. And he doesn't have people around him that are competent. So you look at our enemies, how could they not take advantage of it? If they don't, then everybody else is right. America will go on forever. They'll never be able to stop America if we survive this. I'm not joking. If we can survive this, I would be extremely surprised. When I mean... like 10 years from now, like he's saying, 10 years from now, when we look back, if America is around 10 years from now and we survive this moment in history, then America will probably be around a lot longer than just those 10 years is what I'm saying. This is the most dangerous moment in American history, but no one wants to believe that's true. And since we don't want that to be true, we start to just decide, it's not true. But the evidence around you is screaming at you. Our enemies are preparing to attack. And it's screaming at us. A little bit more.
Todd, we have to take a short break here in a moment. But just quickly, when you are bringing your skill set to bear here, obviously you know that people simply collecting intelligence is a problem. But people who are here with the skills and the mission of actually engaging in sabotage or destruction of infrastructure more broadly, or assassinations, or any number of other things, maybe even I will particularly worry about, you know, marrying up with biological laboratories that the Chinese seem to have scattered around our country, we think. That's a whole different kettle of fish, as they say. Is that something you worry about as well?
Well, I'll default on that to the 2024 Homeland Security Threat Assessment that just published a month or two ago that talks all about the threat from the CHICOMs. It says, that document says that agents of the Chinese government will do these things. One, they will disrupt our election using AI-driven social media campaigns. They have a secret, discreet, I'll say, police stations inside the United States, according to the 2024 assessment, in which they are operating to suppress dissidents inside the United States through physical violence, intimidation, and kidnapping. They call it rendition, to trick these American citizens of Chinese origin to leave the country so that they can take them back to the homeland and probably imprison them or torture them or kill them or whatever. But that's happening in the United States, according to our own government, just within the last couple of months. And
according to our own government, our own FBI has told us the massive dangers, and I'm laying it out for you, but you're going to have to make your decision of, are you on the side of, we don't really have to worry about it. It's just that kind of talk has been happening for years and years and years. But I'll tell you something, that kind of talk has been happening for years, not like this though, and not at the same time as Israel is facing end time prophecy stuff in their own land. When you combine what's happening in Israel with what we're seeing, and it's the same enemies, the enemies that are wanting to get rid of Israel are the same ones plotting to get us. When you combine that, I just don't know how you can ignore it. It's not something I can ignore. Folks, let me see if I can, well, you know what? I don't have enough time to squeeze one more soundbite in. Understand where we are. Understand that we're in a difficult situation because we don't want to deal with the worst case scenario. We don't want to think the worst case scenario can happen. But I want you to think the worst case scenario can happen because I want you to get right with God. Get right with God. Why wait? If you don't repent of your sins, it ain't going to be good, regardless. But with what you're seeing in the world, with the threats that you see around the world, can you decide today, I'm not going to turn away from Jesus anymore. I'm going to get right and repent. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Accept him as your Savior. Repent of your sins and have a whole new life. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Hey folks, the new American is guided by the Constitution. They are all about fighting for the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees us and how the Constitution limits government. And they're all about keeping the government limited according to what the Constitution and our forefathers set up. If you have not understood what the new American is about, well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Keeping America what it was supposed to be, a lawful constitutional government, and the Constitution is king in America, and it should be, and we need to protect it. And you can help by going to thenewamerican.com and subscribing as well. Do it.